Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 363. 6 life-changing success tips I learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger, part 3, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. I'm finding these posts so motivating, I don't even need to give you an inspirational quote. I'll probably give you another one tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Now, like yesterday, this is a continuation. I broke this post up into 3 parts, and this is the final part. So if you're new here or skipping around, you'll probably want to hear parts 1 and 2 first. So if you're all caught up, let's hear the final part of the post and continue optimizing your life. 6 life-changing success tips I learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger, part 3, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. 4. Sometimes the end justifies the means. Now, I'm not really into Machiavellian theory on the whole. I find it lends itself to some pretty reckless decision-making. That said, there have been times when I felt that I needed to pursue something to the fullest extent of my ability, regardless of consequence. Arnold knows this. Sometimes you need to threaten a guy. Sometimes you need to kill him. And sometimes you need to say you'll kill him last and then kind of go back on your word. See the movie Commando. While I'm not guilty of dropping anyone off a cliff, that doesn't mean that I haven't dropped people in other ways. When I first began to transition into the online fitness world, I knew it would require some sacrifice and that there would be consequences. I also knew that it was the next necessary step in the evolution of both my business and my personal growth. And so I pursued it with the ardent fervor of my whole heart. I hit the gas and worked at a breakneck pace for about 8 months. At this time, I was training about 40 hours per week and the manager of a busy facility. Essentially, I went from working 2 full-time jobs to working 3. Obviously, that kind of workload puts a damper on your personal life. I stopped hanging out with most of my friends, broke up with the girl I was seeing, and essentially withdrew from my life. Even as I was doing it and seeing the consequences, I pulled further and further away. As I worked longer and more ferociously, my time was less and less my own. The friends I saw infrequently got, understandably, pfft, and pulled back. In the end, I achieved the success I was looking for, but at a price. My circle of close friends had dwindled from 12 to 3. I learned not one, but 2 lessons. The first is that anything great requires great sacrifice, and sometimes you just need to be okay with the fallout on your way to success. As a general life plan, this is selfish and will do more harm than good. But for short bouts of dedicated time, this works well. The second is that you can sort your friends from your acquaintances by who is willing to let you back into the fold after you fall off the face of the earth for the better part of a year. Arnold decided that dropping Sully off the cliff was a price worth paying to advance his quest, just as I now realize that certain relationships, which I now understand were superficial, were acceptable and needed to serve as a sacrificial offering to the gods of success. 5. Necessity is the mother of invention. There's a scene in the movie Commando that cracks me up every time, and I want to share it with you. But first, let's talk about how it helped me. When I first started training clients, I was like most beginning trainers, meticulous to a fault. I had a very rigid plan, a specific program where I was going to do specific exercises in a specific order. I didn't want to deviate from the exercises or the order because that would compromise the efficacy and the integrity of the almighty plan. The problem was I was working at a busy gym, and as anyone can tell you, even the best laid plans quickly go awry in a place like that. I would leave one station to go to the next perfectly planned station, only to find that some other person had the audacity to be using the piece of equipment I needed. So instead of telling them why they were the worst person in the universe, my client and I did the only thing I could think to do. We waited. Yes, we waited until the equipment was free to use, because we obviously couldn't do something else. After all, it was a plan. It was perfect. Change it? Are you kidding me? I wrote the thing in pen, for heaven's sake. I would get so stressed out about it that I started to hate training. It was always a battle. I thought that great trainers must all work in private studios. I lost a lot of sleep over this. Give me a break. I was like 20 years old and 2 months on the job. Thankfully, as I was still in the throes of trying to figure this all out, I happened to catch Commando on TV, and I was saved. Once again, Schwarzenegger would step up to teach me a lesson in one of the most ridiculous scenes in movie history. Soldiers fall by the handful to the mighty Matrix, and he takes up their guns and continues on his way to his daughter. Believe it or not, this scene, as hilarious as it is, helped me to become a better trainer. I realized that my job was to give my clients a great workout and get them results, just as Arnold's was to save his daughter. It didn't matter what I had to do or how I had to deviate from my plan. I needed to do my job. Necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention. And so from that day, I learned to be more fluid when I trained. Barbell wasn't available? No problem. We'll use dumbbells for a set. Someone hogging the pull-up bar? It's fine. We'll come back. For now, we'll do lunges. I learned to replace exercises, having a general awareness of what equipment was free and understand programming on a deeper level that allowed me to train my clients more efficiently. If I hadn't learned all of this, I would have failed my clients and myself. Even if I had managed to be successful in a gym setting, I wouldn't be able to create the kinds of workouts that I do. Just as Matrix somehow fought his way out of a bullet-riddled tool shed, I eventually fought my way out of my self-imposed ineptitude, becoming a much more successful trainer in the process. 6. Business should be done with a ridiculous handshake. Last, but most certainly not least, Arnold gave me insight on how to choose both friends and business partners, and those are often the same people. As most successful people can tell you, you have to make friends to do business. And, all other things being equal, people want to do business with their friends. In my experience, your true friends are the ones you can be yourself with, the ones you can be an idiot with, quote movies with, make fun of. Your friends will bust your balls and call you out on your but will always be there to go on an adventure with you. Well, Arnold knows his friends by the strength of their handshake. Anyone who lets you call them a SOB and then is willing to mid-air arm wrestle with you upon sight is probably a guy you can go into battle with. If you can't be foolish with someone, you can't do business with them, because good business often involves a lot of foolishness. More importantly, if you feel you can't do business with a simple handshake, with or without the bicep flex, you probably shouldn't do business with them. You just listened to part 3 of the post titled, 6 Life-Changing Success Tips I Learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So at the end of yesterday's episode, I was talking about social support and who you hang out with and how they can help you achieve your goals. Now, John made a very interesting and good point. When you start this journey and are looking for your support system, your support network, those who kind of fall by the wayside and don't really seem to support you, you may need to reevaluate your relationship with them. As John mentioned, this may start to filter out those that are just acquaintances versus those that are truly your friends. So again, don't be surprised if relationships start to change a little bit as you move in the direction of your goals, as you start your path on your journey to being the best you can be. There might be folks who are jealous, who feel like, why didn't I start that? Why didn't I do that for myself? Maybe I should join. And as a reflex, instead of joining you and being closer with you, they'll pull back. If this relationship is meaningful to you, don't give up on it necessarily right away. See if you can pull them in. See if you can get them to join you. They just might, and now you've added someone else to your team. If they continue pulling back, well, that may mean you're just going to end up spending a little bit less time with them as you move on to achieve your goals. All right, that's it for today. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with a friend, for being a subscriber. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from Healthline, previously known as Authority Nutrition. I always love reading their posts because they back everything they say up with research. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.